Hey, it's your host, Brittany, and welcome to the Mom Sweat Sanity Podcast, where we talk all things life, health, fitness, kids, relationships, you name it, nothing is off the table. A little bit of just me and a whole lot of knowledgeable guests. So throw on your Lulus to run or to mom, grab yourself a cup of coffee or a glass of wine, and join us as we unpack life's pressing topics and learn a little bit more of the who, what, whys of it all. Or at the very least, get real, share some wisdom, and grab practical tips to help in our daily lives. Hey everyone, thanks so much for tuning in today. Today I had a conversation with Emily Weissman of @fitmom.method. Her and her husband started this company a few years back in the personal training area and has since developed into a platform specifically for moms. So listen to our conversation today. It was a fun one.
Yeah, well, thanks for making the time for me today. So you mentioned, Emily, you and your husband run Fit Mom Method together. So yeah, tell me a little bit about that Fit Mom Method.
Yes, of course. So it's such a long story, but we both, like I said, my husband and I are both personal trainers and nutrition coaches. So together we have like 25 years of experience. This is literally all we've ever done. The business we started, like, it was right when COVID hit. So like what, 3.5, almost 4 years ago, we were both like laid off from our corporate fitness jobs. And we were like, well, I mean, I think the world's kind of changing. Like, why don't we just try to do something on our own? So we did. And I had a baby at the same time. It was like, let's just have a kid. Let's start a business. Let's just do it all. Yeah. Which, looking back, I'm like, I don't know how where we are today. Cause it's like, it was a wild ride. But long story short, I mean, there's a lot of in between of like how we became like Fit Mom Method. We've kind of toyed with like he did a little bit of like dad stuff. So we kind of worked with parents for a while, which was like a unique kind of cool thing. But we really found that like the mom side of things kind of took off more, I guess, more moms were open to help, I should say, or needed more help. And that's where like the Fit Mom Method came from. So really, we just try to help moms regain like a sense of themselves and confidence and learning how to navigate life after having kids, because it's, as I'm sure you know, and your community probably knows, like life is just a lot different than it was pre-kids. So
yeah, absolutely. I hear you. I think it's an easy, you say like dad versus the mom, like where to focus and all that kind of stuff. And I think both, obviously, both genders obviously want to deal with fitness and weight loss and better health and everything. But definitely with, as being a mom, once you come out of the pregnancy, you kind of lose yourself, you lose your body. Yeah. So it's nice to be able to, you know, find a community that understands that and how to dig your way back out of, not dig, that's kind of a negative connotation, I mean, but like, no, find your way out of it.
No, that's good. I think that like community piece, like you just said, of having like finding people that you know you're not alone, and like learning that it's like okay to ask for help too. And it's like, but also knowing our whole thing is like, you can be more than just a mom too. It's like, it's okay to be a mom, and that's awesome. And I love being a mom, but like sometimes we lose ourselves after you have a kid, and it's like, you don't know, you kind of forget that you even exist. So finding other people that are like, I want more, like I want to feel good again, I want to have energy, like it's so important. So
totally. And yeah, you say just a mom, like I think that just like is just thrown around so easily, and I feel like we almost use it to justify things all the time, right? And it's like, yeah, being a mom is the hardest thing I've ever done in my life on the daily, right?
Yes.
But like, so why do we need to try and simplify it? But I totally agree, we can be so much more than just someone for these humans that we've birthed. We need to make sure that we're our own self too.
Right. Which then's going to help you be a better mom. That's the thing I try to get across. And I'm sure you probably do that with your clients too, in a way that's like, by you working on yourself and your health and your fitness and your mindset and all of that is only going to make you be a better mom, a better spouse, a better daughter, a better friend, like whatever it is. Like once,
100%.
I feel like once you see clients like hit that like aha moment of like, oh my God, it does start with me. And then you see like your household's running smoothly and everybody's happier, because like, if you are happy, then I mean,
yeah, that's everything better. Functions better around you. Yeah.
It like waves into other aspects of your life. So yeah.
Absolutely. So what do you focus on in Fit Mom Method then? Like, is it weight loss, fitness, obviously, kind of, yeah, what's your strategies?
Yes, of course. So we do kind of like, I don't like saying holistic. I'm still trying to figure out a better word for that. But like, I guess like an all-inclusive kind of one-stop shop, like personal trainer, nutrition coach in your back pocket. So we really tried to make it very like, I don't know. I can't think of the right word, but I guess we'll go with holistic today of like, you know, you would get the workouts that are done for you. So everything's put into our app. They're 20 to 30 minutes. Like everything is quick, easy, simple. You can do from home, which again, we know like we need, I feel like as moms, like we need quick, simple, easy. And then the nutrition part is a really big part of the program because that is truly where you're going to see like the most change in your energy, in your sleep, in your body. So we do customized plans for all of our clients. Anyone that joins the FitMom Method will get kind of a deep dive look into their food log, their lifestyle, their energy, sleep, like every, we literally look at everything and then customize calories and protein. So we don't do carbs and fat. We just do calories and protein, which moms have found that that's actually more like it's sustainable. Like you're still tracking food, but it's like, it gives the flexibility that they can still eat. Like my whole thing is like non-restrictive. Like you can still eat chicken nuggets with your kids or nachos or have pizza night with your family and still lose weight as long as we're adding things to it. And then a little bit of mindset work, which I know that you work a lot with, I know with your clients too, but like we do a lot of that as well, because I do find that if you can really get like your mind right and quit thinking so negatively. So I do a lot of like trying to rewire like how they're thinking early on in the program so that they can hopefully make this like a lifestyle change is my ultimate goal, is to make it like kind of truly like your one stop, like be the last like fitness health coach that you'll have to have.
I love that. I think too, like having it all encompassing as your offering is fantastic, having the nutrition and the availability of your workouts at your fingertips. And as you said, like being able to have something accessible like that, that you can do from home or do wherever for 20 to 30 minutes is so important, especially being a mom and especially when they're younger and you don't have as much time flexibility. But I feel like, you know, everyone, because of COVID and being home for so long, is kind of used to just getting on with their day and having that flow and structure. So it's nice to be able to just have it at your fingertips whenever you're ready to do it.
Yes, that's really the goal. We try to make it as like easy and simple as possible. So it's really just like there's no excuses. Like it's all there for you. You just have to pick up your phone. You can do it anywhere. So
I love also how you structure the calories and protein, because I know in general, as us females, we are so protein deficient. And this is the one thing that I keep saying to like any woman in my life, but my clients also. I'm like, if the one thing you can focus on today is to try and get anywhere close to grams of protein in your body, like basically comparable to your body weight, that's all you need to focus on. You will not be hungry.
Yes. It's really like, like I have all my clients like, I can't believe how much more I'm eating and I'm still losing weight. Like it's mind blowing because what you're saying, like, cause they're focusing on eating the right amount, the right foods is what I'm trying to say. That protein is really like the key to everything.
Totally is. It keeps your metabolism burning. It like actually helps support your system. I know for so many years, I was so like underfed, like just, you're like, oh, I'm going to lose weight. I'm not going to eat. Like, you know, it's like a salad here and there. It's like, that's not going to do anything. And then you're wondering why nothing, like why the weight's not moving, why your body composition isn't changing. It's like, oh, actually I can eat more.
It's truly, what a concept. I know. So that's really like my whole premise is to get like what you just said, get people to realize that like what they're eating is actually what's making them not be able to lose weight, which is like mind blowing because they're like, wait, I'm under eating. Well, you're under eating, but like you're not getting. Anyway, I could talk about this all day. That's really like the premise of what we do.
Awesome. And so your husband is still like right alongside you in the business, and you both both focus on FitMom Method.
We do, yes. So we brought him on full time, probably like a little over a year ago. Because again, the mom side was taking off a lot faster than like the dad side for whatever reason. So we're like, well, we have two people, like, let's just go all in on this. And it's really been like blown up, I'd say, in the last like 6 months, as far as just like getting more followers and lots more interests. And we're, I don't know, it's really cool to just work side by side. I mean, it has its pros and cons, but
yeah, totally.
Husband, but would say the same thing. So I'm fair saying that. But yeah, we are both all in. So he does, obviously, I'm like the face of the Fit Mom Method and do most of like the content and all of that on our page. But he is like everything behind the scenes. And you know, as a business owner, like that's where all the hard work is behind. So he's awesome. Yeah.
So I saw on your Instagram and then with your link, you have different like actual programs. So what do you offer in your programs? How are those structured?
Yeah. So we actually only at this point, we're kind of in a transition where we used to run like what we called cohorts. So it was like a group. It was like everybody starting. Well, January 1st was actually, I have a group going right now. That's our last one that we've done, like a group where everybody's going through at the same time. We're actually transitioning to now just a membership type model. So anyone that joins from now on is just, you can join at any time. So we just like onboard clients every Monday. So it's like, if you join middle of the week, like you get to start next Monday, and they all go through the same like curriculum. We have a whole like nutrition education portal that we've had. So you get instant access to that with like a ton of modules and PDFs and like just everything you'd want to know about why you need protein and how to lose weight and healthy recipes are all right there at your fingertips. So that's really like the model that we've transitioned to. So it's just our one signature offer, and you can do either 3, 6, or 12 months, depending on your goals. But that's kind of, yeah, our one like kind of signature offer right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. And what's the like kind of, I guess, accountability behind that? How do you keep people motivated and structured? Are they within like a community environment also, or just one-on-one with you? How does that work?
Yeah, good question. So, and that is a really big piece of this too. I try to make it as much of a community aspect as possible with still being virtual. Obviously, it's still a virtual program, but we have chat inside of my app. So everybody's added in there, which is a cool thing where, you know, I introduce everybody and like, that's where they go to get questions. And everyone's super just like interactive, which I love because I think we all crave a little bit of that like community. So we're all like in there, like talking. And then I also do monthly coaching calls. So I go on live. It's just like a set time every month. And we do like a little education piece at the beginning and pick a topic. And then other than that, it's just this kind of open Q&A. How we doing? Like I pull up food logs if they want. Like whoever comes, it's kind of just like nothing's off limits. Kind of get all your questions answered. Yeah. So that's kind of how we run the like, I guess, accountability side of things. People can add on to like a one-on-one if they want, like a, my VIP offer where I get a little bit more eyes on your food log. But for the most part, I feel like people enjoy or get enough accountability and support from the group and those calls.
Yeah, absolutely. Being able to like have someone or a group, I guess, to ask questions for and not just go it alone and everything is so awesome too.
Right. Or just have to like Google everything on your own. I'm like,
totally. Totally.
It's all here. Yes.
So I also saw you had like a, is it your course or is it a workbook about 10 things preventing moms from losing weight?
Yes. Yes. So that is actually free. It's literally all free.
Okay.
Snag it up right now. It is a guide that I put together. It's like 12 pages of just the top 10 things, because there are a lot of things I think that moms specifically are doing that are actually hurting their progress, whether we know it or not, or things that I also used to do where I was like, holy crap, I used to do that. Like, so I break it down. It's literally all free. It's very detailed. I spill all the beans in there of just like what you're doing. Like, for example,
can you give us one or two? Yeah. One or two examples.
I'm gonna say, yeah. Example. I think the biggest, some of the bigger ones I see are like eating low carb. I have so many moms come to me and they're like, I'm just eating low carb for the 10th time in my life. I'm like, it didn't work for you then. Like, it's not going to work for you now. So that's the biggest one of why eating low carb is actually causing you to either not be able to lose weight or gain weight, because you're just constantly going to be yo-yo dieting. Because you'll learn in the guide, but like, we need carbs for energy. So please eat carbs. Another one is like, why you don't need to be doing so much cardio. So why you need to be doing more strength training than you actually need to be doing cardio. So you can ditch the elliptical and you can just start picking up some weights. You know, 20, 30 minutes a day is literally all you need. So Yeah.
It's such a difference, right? Like from like our parents' generation of like cardio queens and all that. And you just, you think that that's the way you're going to lose the weight until probably like the last 5 years, I think it's really shifted like our, you know, reality as to what's actually real.
I know. I'm like, come on. That's like my movement. I'm trying to like start this, like, I mean, I think like you said, it's becoming more of a movement in general, but like trying to really get like women in general, moms specifically, to be more comfortable picking up weights and knowing that you're not going to get bulky. Mm-hmm. Like it's really hard to get bulky. You'd have to be eating so much food to get, I know people are talking about like those muscle, like bodybuilders, like it ain't going to happen. So
I know I'm a big follower proponent of Dr. Stacey Sims, and actually I have her coming on my podcast again in a few weeks. And
that's awesome.
It's just the, like, if anyone wants any information on why you should lift heavy shit, as she says, like,
yes. Oh, I really love that.
Like she is wealth of scientific information, but like breaks it down into layman's terms, and like weights are so good for you.
Yes. It's literally everything. It's everything.
Totally.
Yeah. What was her name again? I didn't catch that. I don't know if I
think Stacey Sims.
Sims. Okay. That's what you said. Yeah. Sims. I think that sounds super familiar, but I'll have to look her up.
Yeah. She's from New Zealand, actually. But yeah, like so much amazing information. So yeah, for sure, check her out.
I definitely will. I mean, anyone that's on the same movement as me, I'm like, let's go. Let's take over the world.
Yeah, totally.
Steady lifting heavy shit. I love it.
So do you still do any like personal training or anything? Or are you fully online now?
We are actually all fully online as of now. Like the last couple of years, we were still training a few people like out of our gym because our garage, sorry, did I just freeze?
You just glitched, but it's fine now.
Okay, good. I was like, oh my God, my face was frozen. No, we don't do that anymore. So we've fully gone online, which has been such a blessing because we really wanted to get away from just, I don't know, kind of falling out of love with just the one-on-one stuff. And now just being able to serve more people. Mm-hmm. At a time has been just like
it's pretty amazing, right? The capacity that you're able to reach now and being able to just I don't know, it's hard with social media on one side as to how much you want to like show of yourself, but also to be able to then build this like real community around you because of it. It's pretty special and unique.
Yeah, it really is. It's so much fun.
Awesome. Yeah. So, and you mentioned you're a mom. So yeah. How many kids do you have?
We just have one. One will be four in a couple weeks, actually.
Oh my gosh.
I know. I'm like, four? That's so crazy to think. Like, because it was right before, we had her like 2 weeks before the world shut down, like COVID. Like it was like right before then. And like, just to think, I'm like, 4 years ago is when all that was going down. So anyway.
That is crazy, right? It felt like so long. And now we're like, wow, that's, wow, that's insane.
God, I know. So yeah, just one and done. We're having one and we are good. And where she's like, just enough. We're like, okay, I think we're good.
Totally. Well, enough to be able to, you know, enjoy, but then have your own time and build your business and enjoy your life, right? Your priorities.
Exactly. And you have kids, or how many kids do you have?
Three.
Three. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. They're on the older side now, though. Like, well, not older, but yeah, our youngest is 12 and our oldest is almost 16.
Okay. Yeah. Just a different stage. I'm sure you remember the stage I'm in, though.
Yeah, totally. And is that preschool?
She's in full-time daycare. She'll be, I think his preschool starts, I don't know how it all works. I think it's like next August. I don't know. It's coming up. I just like, whatever. I just go with the flow. I'm like, someone just tell me what I'm supposed to be doing. I don't know.
Yeah.
Totally. What I'm doing.
Well, thanks for having a conversation with me today, Emily. I appreciate it. Where can everyone find you? And they can always join weekly on Mondays as to when you onboard new clients and everything.
My Instagram, so fitmom.method. And then, in the link in my bio, you can find all sorts of information. So there's free guides. I have two free guides in there. So there's that one we were talking about, the what's preventing you from losing weight. And then I also have a Starbucks like drink guide in there as well, where you can find some kind of healthier, low calorie options from Starbucks. And then there's information in there about my program as well. So
amazing.
Like Brittany said, we onboard clients every Monday. So it's kind of just like, you can start whenever you feel like you're ready to go, and you can just jump right into the community. And the community is everything. This group of moms is just like, absolutely amazing. So yeah.
Oh, so good. I think that that's such a benefit too, to be able to start when you're ready, opposed to certain, you know, certain dates and stuff, because I find like, when you really are ready to make a change, you generally, people are like, I want to start now. Like, I'm ready now. I'm not going to wait another month. Like, today is the day, right?
Exactly. I know. That's why we wanted to switch. I think we were finding that. That was like, all right, my next group starts, you know, whatever, January 1st. And they're like, okay, like, that's great. Like, I'll do it. But like, can I start now? And it was kind of like, you know, we could. It was this whole weird thing. So yeah, I agree with you. It's like, when you're ready, that mindset piece, right? It's like when you've made it that in your mind, like, I'm going, we're starting, like, you just gotta go.
Totally. Well, that's awesome. I wish you all the success, and I will link everything in my show notes also, but I appreciate your time today.
Of course. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thank you so much. Have a great, it's Thursday, a great day and weekend ahead.
You too. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Thanks, Emily. Bye.
Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in today. As a mom of three, an endurance sport junkie, and an accountability coach, I get what overwhelm and feelings of high expectation can feel like. By getting crystal clear on tangible goals, I will work with you to create personalized action steps with unwavering accountability to ensure you hit your goals. If this sounds like something you're interested in, reach out to me at MomSweatSanity on Instagram or MomSweatSanity.com for your free exploration call. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to share it. See you next week. You can find me on Instagram at MomSweatSanity.